Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the UW Stevens Point campus. Again, this game is starting earlier than expected because of the weather, so that means a lot of fans will be hearing it on the radio instead of here. It's a very small crowd that has gathered on what's going to be just a weather-impacted game. And the Lady Mustangs from Menominee and the DC Everest Evergreens are in front of their benches as we're getting ready for basketball. Our national anthem will come first as the crowd at the Quant Fieldhouse will rise. We call our game from courtside, so we have the best view in the house here at Fox Sports Radio. So on a snowy Saturday, we start 2.5 hours earlier than expected. This game was originally going to be at the Berg Gymnasium, moved into the bigger Quant Fieldhouse, which means it is just a cavernous environment for today's basketball game. And again, it's kind of tough because both of these teams played last night. You're playing in front of what's a mostly empty gym. There's not going to be a lot of noise. The players kind of have to generate their own excitement in an environment like this. And again, the Evergreens are looking to get their first win into the books today. We're brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, construction loans too, we finance fun. Evergreens will play as the home team today, so they're going to wear their whites for home with the green numerals and gold trim. The Menominee Lady Mustangs are in their maroon with white numerals. Starting lineups being introduced here. Hannah Studeman, Paige Zarnick being introduced for the Evergreens as their starting five. Kara Hammond, Emma Pyatt, and Danny Langseth, who wears 25 when the Evergreens are playing in their green road uniforms, comes out as number 33 today. A little twist for the Evergreen. So the starting fives have been introduced for both sides. Basketball will be underway in a moment. We're sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Danny Langseth will jump center against Emma Momsen. Langseth and Momsen seem to be about the same height. Whistle sounds, balls in the air, and on a snowy Saturday, we're underway. Let's light this candle. The Evergreens control the opening tap. See if the Evergreens can play from in front here. They work on the perimeter. Menominee comes out man-to-man defense. Langseth roams low. Good ball movement. Zarnick up front to Studeman. Evergreens again playing the perimeter here. Collapsing down low on Langseth. She's the only player that hasn't gotten a touch. One of the other things that's tricky for the Evergreens, they didn't play well yesterday and they have no time in the gym. They've got a from a night game to an afternoon game, and an early wake-up call, too. This team was on the bus at 9:30 in the afternoon. Ball's loose in the corner. Pyatt tracks it down, and the Evergreens save the possession. Everest pulls this ball out again. Paige Zarnick. Zarnick has her dribble, gets a high screen. picks up her dribble, flings cross court down low, and a miss there for Emma Pyatt. Ball's out of bounds. It's off the Evergreens. Everest holds for 55 seconds, gets a look at the basket without turning the ball over, but comes away empty. Everest defense will pick this up half court as Menominee walks it up across the timeline. Pass into the corner, now back out. This is Rachel Dietrich. Evergreens are looking to trap in the corner too. Baseline, 10-footer off the front of the rim, no good for Bella Jacobson. And the Evergreens secure that rebound. Hannah Studeman. One and done trip, both teams one shot, one miss, and no score a minute and a half into this girls' basketball game. Studeman goes up high, Hammond. Bounces over to the near side, Paige Zarnik. Evergreens are looking better for ball security than they did last night. So that's nice to see. Driving in, hanging at the rim, scoring for the Evergreens. It's Kara Hammond on the take. 2-0 Everest. Menominee comes right back down, goes down low. That's partially blocked. Emma Monson on the low blocks. Late whistle. Free throws coming up here for the Mustangs. Monson, who's their post player at 6-1, was fouled there. Believe Pyatt, 14, was called for the foul there. No PA guy, so no cheat for your friendly radio announcer. And the first free throw is good for Emma Monson. Makes it 2-1. Monson looks to even up here. Missed off the back bracket. Evergreens get the rebound. Paige Zarnik secures the loose ball. 2-1 Everest. Menominee looks to pressure the ball in the backcourt. Get it forward to Kara Hammond, and she's across the timeline with her dribble. A lot of bumping there as she brought that ball into the front court. No whistle. Referees are aware of the weather, too. I think this game's going to play fast. You bet. 15:50 to play in the first half. Evergreen still work around the perimeter. Much better ball movement than what we saw last night. Hammond now into the corner. Zarnik. Evergreens again work the perimeter. Now down low to Langseth. Low block. She was bumped. And now there's fouls to go on Danny. They're going to say that Danny pushed off to get some separation. Langseth is called for the foul. Or she was out of bounds when she received that ball. Yeah, they're going to say she was out of bounds. No foul called there. A turnover, though, for the Evergreens. Into the corner, knocked away. Good defense there by Kara Hammond. The ball will stay with Menominee. 15:27 to play in the first half. Evergreens leading 2-1. Evergreens did not have the lead at all last night. Menominee inbounds on their own baseline, throws it all the way to the backcourt. No violation. Rachel Dietrich retrieves it there. Everest zone looking to trap in the corner. Passes down at the feet of Emma Monson. Got a jump ball. And the arrow points to Menominee will stay down here. Menominee will make their first substitutions. Emily Schwartz comes in. Helen Chen comes in. Schwartz is a senior. Chen's a sophomore. Chen played a good deal last night. I saw the second half of Menominee's come-from-behind win over Rhinelander. So that sophomore Chen has some quality, and she played minutes down the stretch when her team was trailing and then recaptured the lead. Looking to drive in, Shelby Thornton. Pass goes back out. Got a foul there. Foul is on Danny Langseth underneath. Non-shooting foul. Menominee will inbound underneath their own basket. And a little trouble getting it in. Now goes all the way into the corner. Chen, three ball, arcing off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Langseth, a one-and-done trip. That's what you need. Need Danny to be strong underneath, clear those boards. Evergreens have the ball and a 2-1 lead. Points have been hard to come by 3 minutes into this one. There's a bad pass from Kara Hammond, stolen. Coming back the other way, Bella Jacobson, and points off the turnover. Jacobson beat the Evergreens down the floor and laid it up and in. 3-2. Hopefully that's a one-time thing and not the start of a trend here. In the backcourt, Hammond breaks with the dribble. Hammond bounces to the corner. Emma Pyatt was open for the three but did not launch. The Evergreens work it round to Langseth down low, high off the glass. Danny up and in over Emma Monson. And the Evergreens retake the lead 4-3. 14.5 to play. Evergreens with their first subs waiting at the scorer's table. Ball was down low to Monson. Instead, she was bodied up, bounces out, misses, out of bounds to the Evergreens. Kennedy Stoll comes in, and Riley Zuliger in two. Sophomores for the Evergreens who played a lot. Menominee sets up full court pressure as the Evergreens will inbound in their backcourt. Everest 4, Menominee 3. And in the backcourt, Hannah Studeman. She's pestered back there. They look to double-team. She gets it across to Riley Zuliger. The Evergreens break pressure. Zuliger then throws it out of bounds. Ball's loose on the floor. Evergreen secured on a hustle play out of bounds. It'll stay with Everest. Wow, the Evergreens thought that ball was turned over. All five of the Everest players moved away from the spot, not realizing the ball was going to be awarded to them. Instead, Zuliger will inbound right at the 14-minute mark. Evergreens in this girls' basketball game lead Menominee 4-3. Got a reach-in foul here on Menominee. Helen Chen, the sophomore, trying to steal that ball, called for the reach-in. Menominee subs in 1, 2, 3 new players. Rachel Dietrich, a starter. Mackenzie Bird comes back in, and Lauren Berg. Evergreens inbound after the common foul. Hannah Studeman up high. Gives it over to Kara Hammond. We play on an NBA and college-sized court here, so there's 10 extra feet on either side of the center line, and believe me, the players feel that towards the end of the game. It's a lot more running over the length of the game, which means you probably want to use a little bit deeper bench today. Everest with the ball and a 4-3 lead. Looking to drive in is Kara Hammond. Hammond to the rim, partially blocked. Ball pinballs around underneath. Menominee secures it in the corner. Olivia Steinmetz. Evergreen's got to look at the basket. Didn't go down. Menominee can take the lead with points this time down the floor. Trapped to the corner. Pass down low. Bumping. Foul on the Evergreens. It's going to go against Riley Zuliger. Zuliger bodied up Olivia Steinmetz and is called for it. Non-shooting foul. Ball was going to go down on the low blocks. Instead, Menominee will inbound underneath. Ball almost stolen on the inbounds pass. It's loose, and the Evergreens do take it away. Kara Hammond to the basket. She scores. Evergreens get points off the turnover and widen their lead 6-3. 13-minute mark. Yeah, this is a really nice, higher level of play for the Evergreens than last night against Lakeland. Very positive trends here in the early stages for the Everest girls. Rachel Dietrich has the ball, working against the Everest zone. To the corner, now down low, knocked away, getting a hand in there was Kennedy Stoll, and Langseth picks it up for the Evergreens. Menominee tried to force that ball down low, and the Evergreens defense comes up with a turnover. Foul line extended, shot is up, and in for Hannah Studeman. 8-3 Everest. Does Menominee want a timeout? No, they don't. Quickly ahead to the front court. And the Evergreens playing half-court defense here. Menominee works this out. McKenna Hammond waits at the scorer's table. We'll come in on the next stoppage. Three, baseline, good. CeCe Barrard trims the Everest lead to 8-6. And a timeout's been taken. 12:09 to play first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
MVP Patrick Mahomes for Helzberg Diamonds.
Who's the MVP? You are, especially when you shop at Helzberg Diamonds. They have just the right gifts for everyone on your list. And with helpful people, great gift advice, and no pressure shopping, you can't go wrong. When you give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds, you'll win the holidays and feel like an MVP.
Get a free 40-inch Vizio Smart TV when you spend $699.99 or more during our Black Friday event. Now through Sunday. Limited time offer while supplies last. See online or in-store for details.
Fox Sports Radio.
In the first half of this girls' basketball game, and DC Everest leads Menominee 8-6, and the Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout. Double team in the backcourt, bounced ahead to Kiara Hammond, haven't broken the timeline yet. Hammond does get it into the front court to Zuliger. Zuliger looks to dribble in, baseline down low. The Evergreens will reset. Didn't have anything on the low block, so this is a good time to pull it back out. Kiara Hammond over to Studeman, thought about the three. They left her, played her soft, didn't fire. Over to McKenna Hammond, so double Hammonds on the floor now. Evergreens again, patient down low, rotating down low, and missing at the rim was Kennedy Stoll. That was a good look, no finish. Menominee gets the rebound to the front court, knocked away, getting a hand on that for the Evergreens. Turned over Zuliger. The Evergreens get the ball right back. Still leading by two, and Everest will possess. Zuliger now. Evergreens work the perimeter. McKenna Hammond down low. Little baby jumper. Good for Studeman from just inside 10 feet. 10-6 Everest. 11 minutes to play in the first half. Evergreen's using a pretty deep bench today, rotating a lot of players in. No JV games today, canceled because of the weather. Post up high, Menominee kicks out for a three. Shelby Thornton hit the backside of the rim, no good. Menominee gets a long offensive rebound. Bella Jacobson pulled that down. They post up down low again to Monson. Tried to throw it to the corner. Knocked out of bounds by one of the Everest defenders. Evergreens will give Kara Hammond a break. Paige Zarnick comes back in for the Evergreens. Evergreens defense has been better so far in this first half, too. Menominee to inbound. I mean, what's the lesson of this game so far? I mean, high school kids be resilient. Turnover taken away by McKenna Hammond to the rim. Too strong. Felt the footprints behind her. And Menominee gets the rebound. Chen clears the boards. Points the Evergreen should have had and didn't. Stays 10-6. Bouncing along the baseline, Shelby Thornton's using that elbow to try and free up some space. Not called. Back out for a three in the air. No good. Thornton off the rim. Got a loose ball rebound battling for the putback. This is going to be in the act of shooting. Two free throws coming up. Foul is on McKenna Hammond. It is her first. Trying to put it back was Emma Momsen, and she's going to get two free throws. The first of which is good. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive, so is automotive bodywork. Until you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer, special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. That's Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. Second free throw is good. It's down to a one-possession game again. Evergreen's 10, Menominee 8. And coming up the floor and breaking the press, rining the Everest player Riley Zuliger. She's fouled as she moved into the front court. Foul is on Shelby Thornton. Only Menominee's second team foul. Evergreens will inbound into the backcourt. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Evergreens lead 10-8. Again, Menominee got their win last night, trailing at halftime to Rhinelander. They rallied in the second half. Evergreens tried to force that down low to Kennedy Saul. It's knocked away, a turnover. Evergreens are back defensively, no advantage. Emma Monson almost knocked away. Got a reach in, got a foul. It's going to be on the Evergreens. McKenna Hammond picks up a quick second, team's fifth. Menominee will inbound right in front of our Fox Sports Radio microphones to Shelby Thornton. Now into the corner, along the baseline. Wow, Bella Jacobson could have gone right to the rim. Instead, she gives off to Thornton, who misses at the rim. Loose ball foul against Menominee. Bella Jacobson was battling for the rebound, couldn't get it, and fouled the Everest defender, fouled McKenna Hammond. The foul gives Menominee a chance to set up their full court press again as the Evergreens will have to go the length of this long floor at the Quant Fieldhouse. Studeman handling the ball. Studeman's in the backcourt, breaks it on the dribble pass forward to McKenna Hammond. 9.5 to play until halftime. Evergreens by 2 and possession. Studeman now into the corner. Zuliger. Evergreens work the perimeter here. Langseth, the big post player for the Evergreens, on the bench. They're asking Kennedy Stoll to roam the low blocks. Pass back out, knocked away. Another turnover. Shelby Thornton's going to win the race to the basket. No, she lost the handle on the ball. Had to hold up and misses at the rim. Stoll gets the rebound for the Evergreens, and she's fouled. Bella Jacobson. Wow, both teams should have had points there, and neither did. Jacobson commits her second foul. And the Evergreens will get the ball again. Langseth comes back in for the Evergreens. Emma Pyatt comes back in for the Evergreens, and Everest wants a timeout to make sure they have the defense they want lined up. The points have been a little hard to come by here. 9:06 to play in the first half. Everest 10, Menominee 8, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hi, this is attorney Jessica Telesti. Several times a week, potential clients call Telesti, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm after a car accident. They call thinking they have full insurance coverage, only to find out after the accident that they did not buy underinsured or uninsured coverage. Be sure to have both. This coverage protects you and your family from other bad drivers. Call Telesti, Kennedy, and Dirks after your car accident.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
out of the timeout. The Evergreens have the ball and a 10-8 lead. Chris Conley here. We are at the Kislo Memorial Tournament at Stevens Point today. And our game, if you're just tuning in, is starting about 2 hours early because of the snow. Down low to Langset. That is partially blocked underneath by Emma Momsen. Ball goes out of bounds off one of the Everest players, Menominee's ball. It's been a one-possession game for a while. Menominee can tie or take the lead with points here. Basketball is brought to you by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business.